This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're about 48 hours now and counting from the first formal debate of the 2016 presidential election cycle. 10 Republicans will gather, crowd, one might say, on stage for the Fox News-sponsored event. It's going to go 2 hours, the thing is. Three Fox journalists will be wrangling the candidates. And by the time it is done, the GOP field may, but probably won't, be clearer. What is clear, though, is that this year, as every year in presidential politics, the money race is a vital precursor to the actual race. There's something of a must-have in presidential politics now. A billionaire in your corner. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer takes a brief look at one of them.
Joe Ricketts made his fortune as founder of what's now TD Ameritrade, the discount brokerage. He's very media shy. My interview request was denied. But you can build a political profile of him by looking at campaign finance records. For example, Ricketts and his wife Marlene just gave $5 million to Republican Scott Walker's super PAC.
He has apparently committed in a big way to Scott Walker.
That's Vivica Novak, spokeswoman at the Center for Responsive Politics, a campaign finance watchdog. Novak says for the Ricketts, politics is a family affair. One of Ricketts' sons is co-chairman of Walker's national fundraising. Another son is the Republican governor of Nebraska. But Novak says Ricketts' daughter Laura is a big donor to Democrats.
Since 2006 or so, she's given a lot of money to the state Democratic parties, as well as the main Democratic National Committee.
But Joe Ricketts is a much bigger spender. The issues that motivate him, the federal budget and taxes. Lee Drutman is a senior fellow at New America.
Generally, he's been concerned about fiscal issues, taxation, spending. He seems to want government to be much smaller and spend a lot less.
Drutman says Ricketts is just one of a stable of billionaires who are starting to line up behind their favorite presidential candidate in the 2016 race. The presidential contenders are spending lots of time courting them because in this election, you've got to have a sugar daddy. Chris Gates is president of the Sunlight Foundation, another campaign watchdog.
This is a BYOB election, bring your own billionaire. And if you don't have at least a few of them in your pocket, you're probably not going to be taken very seriously as a political candidate.
So the Joe Ricketts of this world have suddenly become very popular and powerful, playing a major role in the selection of our next president. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.